Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Boomer gave you the big NFL tease before the break, so Boomer, take it away.
You know, a couple things there, Gio. Number one, the NFL basically put the edict out that all NFL teams need to shut down their facilities by 6 p.m. tonight, meaning that something big's coming. You know, and we listened to the governor, we listened to the mayor yesterday. We know what's coming. We know an avalanche of COVID-19 cases are coming. They're going to hit hard, and we're right in the middle of it, and it's only going to get worse over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. So the NFL is now taking steps to kind of level the playing field, if you will, because not everywhere is hit like we're hit here and, of course, over in New Jersey. So essential personnel will be allowed to go to work, and that's security and cleaning crews and all that other stuff. But it sounds like coaches, general managers, and all that other stuff have to stay home now. The NFL also announced, against the wishes of many general managers, that as of right now, the draft is still scheduled to go on. They're going to do it a little bit differently. But Mickey Loomis, the general manager for the New Orleans Saints, has come out saying, you know, I wish they would just push this back because, you know, we're behind, because just like everybody else in the world, you know, we're kind of dealing with the same things, especially in states where there are stay in shelter orders and other states don't have them. And, you know, that's what the president's wrestling with right now, because not everybody is under siege like we are here in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, of course. So the NFL is doing that. And then the Panthers made it official. They basically released Cam Newton. You know, Cam Newton should just get in a car and just go drive to L.A. and become the quarterback of the L.A. Chargers for the next couple of years and see if he can get his career back on track. Because I think that the Chargers need something other than just a new logo that they unveiled yesterday and nobody cared. So it would seem to me that Cam Newton going to the Chargers makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and the Panthers weren't able to trade Cam Newton because no one can get him in and look at him at this point. I mean, that's a major, major part of this. And the fact that the Carolina Panthers would have loved to trade him, they would have loved to have gotten something back for him because of the medical situation that everybody is dealing with right now. Getting Cam Newton in for a physical is difficult. So now there's going to be more time for that. I don't know how he's going to get to some of these places. Maybe one of these teams is going to have to take a leap of faith on his medicals. And I know that Adam Schefter tweeted out something that was very Cam Newton positive about how, you know, every injury he's had, you know, he's been great and everything is cleared. But I mean, if I'm a team, I'm not taking the word of one of the Cam Newton representatives that's getting this information to Adam Schefter to tweet it out. I got to see the guy. I mean, I got to evaluate him.
Just so you know, he did have a physical and was cleared both by his original team before they cut him, and his agents were all a part of that. So there is medical, there's a medical track record out there right now, especially given his foot injury. That's a big injury to worry about. And again, you know, the money is not going to be there for him that he thinks that he's going to want, because nobody's going to pay him because of that foot. You still have Jameis Winston sitting out there wondering, you know, where am I going and how much am I going to get? I know that Jacoby Brissett is going to most likely stay in Indianapolis as the backup to Phillip Rivers. The Phillip Rivers reunion in Indianapolis sounds like, with Frank Reich, sounds like it's going along great already, and everybody seems to be really happy and stoked about that situation. So things are still moving in the NFL. It's just that tonight at 6 p.m., all NFL facilities will be closed, with the exception of, you know, essential personnel, and that's cleaning crews, and that's maybe security people, and that's also the IT people that obviously, you know, deal with security issues as well. But it sounds like all coaches, general managers, players can still go that are under the watchful eye of maybe a doctor or a trainer for treatment. But other than that, everybody else has got to stay away until probably April 8th, it looks like, which would be 2 weeks before the NFL draft.
Yeah, so it gives you a little bit more of a timeline with the NFL. The NFL's been somewhat I guess I don't want to say ahead of this, but they've been in a situation where because they had free agency and they didn't have a lot of gatherings and, you know, the draft, of course, was going to happen without fans. They haven't had to deal with it as much as the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball. So this is the first time that, you know, a major thing is going to be happening with them that's going to affect the season for sure. I mean, free agent visits is something that is going to affect the offseason, and we'll see what they end up doing with the draft. But certainly big news as we continue with this with the NFL. Jerry Recco is here with an update. Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Doing good. So we'll get to the NFL. A whole bunch of stuff coming out of there. Boomer, obviously, with that. And, of course, Tom Brady, the conference call. But first, quickly, just with the baseball, a couple of things. You mentioned the Tommy John surgery for Syndergaard came out mid-afternoon yesterday. That is scheduled for tomorrow, out until at least next April when he can return. And usually it takes even a little bit longer than that. So who knows? In terms of his teammates, here's Dominic Smith as he's trying to stay ready for whenever the season does start.
I take some dry hacks. So, you know, a lot of visualization, a lot of, you know, like I said, dry hacks, you know, dry hacks in the shower. Those are the best. Like, I love them in the shower.
That seems kind of dangerous. You slip and fall on the soap in the shower, but that's what he's doing. Maybe the next thing we'll find out he's broke his ankle. Not smart.
Yeah, maybe. And dry hacks is not something you should be telling people these days with all those symptoms going around. I mean, when I heard dry hacks, I was thinking he was coughing and not swinging. But yeah.
Dry humping guys.
Safe. No. He's not dry humping
dry
guys.
Dry hacks. It's dry hacks.
I cried I lost money on a dry hole.
That means Eddie's back in the office.
Yeah. Oh, man. So this was supposed to be opening week, as we know. Season would have started, I guess, tomorrow. Here's Aaron Boone on Yes, talking about where Giancarlo Stanton was had the season begun.
Geez, probably if, you know, if we were to start spring training games up tomorrow, he'd probably be ready to go. So he's been doing really well, hitting now for a few weeks.
And so we mentioned, you know, Judge, the time off is doing him well. Same for Stanton. And so hopefully whenever something does come back, they will be ready to go. And in terms of the baseball, a couple of things here. ESPN reporting that they're discussing in terms of how and when to start the new season, including games in front of no fans, could have games at neutral sites, especially for teams and cities that have been hit hard by the coronavirus, which is us here in New York, potentially playing games at spring training stadiums, and an abbreviated second spring training as well. The All-Star game could be moved. Obviously, it's not going to be in July, you wouldn't think, since it probably won't start till June, I don't think. So that could be moved to sometime, who knows, in August, September, maybe even right before the World Series. So they've got a lot up in the air right now as they're trying to navigate their way through like everybody else.
Well, I'll tell you why. One of the things that is up in the air, and Governor Cuomo talked about this yesterday, you got to get business up and running somehow. You got to get the economy going here in New York. And then, of course, President Trump said yesterday that he was talking about, you know, trying to open up America on Easter. You know, again, so none of us know what's going to happen here. But I think they're trying to put an end date to let everybody know that, yeah, we are under lock and key here in New York and need to be really diligent about this to try to stop this as best we can as the wave starts to hit us. And I know that's how they feel in San Francisco. I know that's how they feel up there in Seattle. But that's not how the rest of the country is feeling. And I think there is an enormous amount of pressure in a lot of these other cities to kind of like open up and let us start doing business again, because they are feeling the pressure of not being able to pay their employees, make money for themselves, pay their rent and everything else. So there's a lot of people at the trough, and the $2 trillion stimulus package was passed late last night. And I think everybody is just wants to get back to work. The question is, when can you? And in different places in the country, you may be able to do that before we can do it here.
No doubt. All right, football-wise, of course, Robbie Anderson, we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, Tom Brady was introduced as the new quarterback of the Bucs on a conference call. Here was clip number one from Brady with a new team now.
It's an exciting moment for me in my life. You know, just entering the something that's obviously very unique to me is it's the first time it's happened in 20 years.
Yep, 20 years with the
Pats. Sounds like he's excited.
He is what he is. I mean, nothing's going to change. He's like Todd Bowles. The volume always stays the same. The level's the same. Here he is now with a new club to get used to.
As I said the other day, I look forward to meeting all my teammates and just doing everything I can to for us to achieve what we set out.
And he hopes that that happens very quickly.
The knowledge, you know, I've had in my experience playing quarterback, you know, will allow me to, you know, transition quickly. There's a lot of things I got to get up to speed on.
And, of course, his new head coach is Bruce Arians. He looks around the room and knows with Brady at quarterback now, the team should be certainly improved.
They have the greatest one of all time, not because of, to me, what he does on the field, but what he does to his teammates. Everywhere he makes everyone better that walks into that huddle, and really just excited to get started.
2 years.
Man,
deal
they are
for
dumping on Jameis Winston down there, aren't they?
Well,
of course.
You get picked off 30 times. And what did he say? 25 of them were on him?
Yeah, he did.
That's not
that
great.
That's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, Bruce Arians is funny. You know, he worked at CBS for a year there and got to know him a little bit. He is a beauty, man. He is an absolute beauty. This is why this relationship is going to be interesting, because Arians is not Bill Belichick. It's like he is the total opposite.
Right. And that's exactly what it seems like Brady wanted.
Yeah, you know, it sounds to me more and more that Brady was just unhappy living in the world of Bill Belichick up there in New England. Like, he just had enough of it. Doesn't that sound that way to you guys?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it does. And this is something that we had heard a little bit going back a couple of years ago. And also Gronk had alluded to it in his dumb way that he does. And I wouldn't be surprised, too, if you saw Rob Gronkowski end up with him thinking that, oh, we're going to have some fun finally together. You know, even though we won in New England, it wasn't as fun as it could have been. But, yeah, I mean, and you're right. I mean, Bruce Arians is a guy who is as fun and as wide open and as just genuine as you could possibly be. It's the exact opposite of what Tom Brady has been dealing with his entire career. And I was also thinking about Byron Leftwich. This has got to be the first time in who's the offensive coordinator with the Buccaneers. This has got to be the first time in NFL history that an offensive coordinator started his career after his quarterback did and ended it before that quarterback did and is now his offensive coordinator, right?
Those are going to be interesting meetings, I can tell you that right now.
Like, shut up, Byron. What the hell are you?
Well, I think what's going to happen is, you know, he'll come in there and he'll start, you know, I don't say demanding. I think expecting more of an influence on what's going on, what's being called, how it's being called. He also may find out that, you know, in the middle of games when a play comes in, he's going to look to the sideline and going, what kind of call is he? Like, in other words, he's had Josh McDaniels in his ear for all these years, and now he's going to have either Bruce Arians in his ear or Byron Leftwich in his ear. And when the play comes in, I wouldn't be surprised to see some, like, I don't think we're going to run that play, you know?
Why not allow him to call the plays, Boomer?
It's not that easy, Jerry. You know, I honestly, I tried it 1 year, and it was the year in 1992. So David Shula was the head coach. He was our wide receiver coach, and he was named head coach after Sam White had been fired. So I had been in the offense for 8 years, and I knew all the offense inside and out. And so the first three games of the 1992 season under David Shula, he said, why don't you just call the plays? You know the plays. Now I'm trying to play football, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, where we are in the field. What are the other team's tendencies? I got all this stuff going around in my brain. And that means you have to call for personnel groups. Hmm. You have to call for, you know, all the plays that coincide with those personnel groups. There's an offensive coordinator that gets paid to coordinate the offense, meaning that he can take some of the pressure off you. Maybe he gives you, okay, look, on Thursday, you're working on, let's say, your nickel package. So anything that where it's third and five or longer, you have, say, maybe 10 plays on your play sheet. And maybe during the game, what Tom Brady will get from Byron Leftwich is one of those plays, or this is the group that we're sending on the field. You have 17 plays to choose from. You can choose the play you want and help him out that way. I mean, you just don't want to put the mental burden on him to a point where now all of a sudden it's affecting his play, even after 20 years in the NFL. There's only one guy that I think that possibly could have done it and could have done it at a very high level,
and that would have been Peyton Manning. And even he needed help, and that's one of the reasons why he and Adam Gase got along so well. I think Adam Gase was able to when he was in Denver, and this is what you're hoping if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, that Brady's going to end up like Manning did for the Denver Broncos. So Adam Gase is probably calling the plays into him, and he's probably giving him a bunch of different things that they've gone over during the week, and he's allowing Peyton to play, not just think, which I think is an important part of the success of any quarterback.
All right, as you guys mentioned earlier, free agent wide receiver Robbie Anderson leaves the Jets. He gets 2 years in Carolina. The Jets said to be bringing in wide receiver Breshad Perriman. Carolina did release Cam Newton, as we discussed as well. Also from the Jets, one of their new linemen, Greg Van Roten, looking forward to working with his new quarterback in Sam Darnold.
I'm excited to work with him, and I'm excited to kind of give him my perspective as a guy that's been in the NFL, a bunch of different teams, different markets.
And a local kid, so playing for the Jets means he's back in the area.
To, one, come home is incredible, and two, go play for a team that is going to have a shot at the AFC East this year is very exciting.
Very exciting. Also, as he points out, nothing better than play for the Jets for him.
Obviously, it was an unbelievable opportunity to go play for your hometown team. You know, I grew up a Jets fan. They used to practice a couple towns over when they were at Hofstra.
It's always nice to see a local kid come home. Hope it goes better than it did for you, Boomer, because I know that did not go well for you, as you have pointed out many, many a time.
You know, the amazing thing, this kid went to University of Pennsylvania. Think about that for a second. So you can listen to him. You can hear how bright and how smart he is. And, you know, you can now see, and we all can see, the kind of guys that Joe Douglas is trying to bring into the Jets. And I know he's a hometown guy and all that stuff, so we're all rooting for him, of course. He did play in my Empire Challenge, I think, back in 2008. So I'm happy he's here, and he sounds like the perfect guy for Joe Douglas, trying to rebuild his team, trying to get the right guys in here. And I'll tell you, that was a good interview yesterday.
The Giants signing, and that was with Moose and Maggie here on The Fan. The Giants signing cornerback Dravon Askew-Henry, who played for the Guardians in the XFL. Was he the one that threw the flag at the official? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Yeah, you know, that's a name that you would remember, so you're probably right about
that.
Yes,
he was.
He was, right. I should just ask Eddie.
King of Fakakta football is back, chiming in with his nuggets.
The Saints signing cornerback Dietrich Nichols. He was in the XFL. What team, Eddie?
I don't know.
Oh, Houston. The Browns finalized their three-year contract with Case Keenum. Philip Dorsett signs in Seattle. And as we mentioned earlier, GMs around the league would prefer the draft to be delayed a little bit, facilities to be closed because of coronavirus, but right now no plans to move it. It is scheduled for April 23, 24, and 25. Eddie, skip the next one. Let's go to Carl Anthony Towns. He released a video. His mom is not doing well. She's got coronavirus. He updates her status.
She's been in a medically induced coma. Since that day, I haven't talked to her. I haven't been able to obviously communicate with her. I've just been getting updates on her condition.
Obviously very emotional, and the fact that he's putting this out there and sharing it, hoping that it does good for other people.
I think it's important that everyone understands the severity of what's happening in the world right now. Yep. With this coronavirus, and I think where my life is right now could help
others to understand what in the hell is going on. I mentioned to Al during the warm-up show between 5:45 and 6, I saw on one of these press conferences, they said 55% to 60% of the cases are right here in New York City, New Jersey. So we definitely feel it a lot more than others are around the country, as you've pointed out, Boomer, earlier today. Enes Kanter was on with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. There is a lot going on, and he looks to the commissioner, who again has done a very good job in his eyes with handling everything.
Embiid doing an amazing job to just taking care of their players and people. And I think I want to give a huge shout out to Adam Silver. I think if the league canceled, I feel like we should give MVP to Adam Silver this year.
Fair enough. He does believe, though, once the games can restart, that'll be a big boom for everybody.
People are saying that we're going to play back maybe in like June, July, August or something. But I think just even like playing the playoffs, I think it'll be good for everybody.
Enes
Ennis. I also think if they ever did that diversion game would be huge for one night for the country, just to give you, you know, sports fans anyway, to give them something to watch. A couple of other quickies and I'll get out of here. You got Dayton's Anthony Grant named the AP Coach of the Year. I will give Steve Peichel some love. He was named the Jim Phelan Coach of the Year yesterday as well. North Carolina's Cole Anthony delaying his decision to either stay in school or enter the NBA draft because of the coronavirus. And if you'd like to feel really old, who's with me? Let's feel old.
You guys feel old together, Jerry.
Remember Kenyon Martin?
Yes.
Of course.
He was a dynamic player with the Nets back in the early 2000s. Couple of NBA finals, thunderous dunks. He was a blast. Yeah, his son is declaring for the draft. So.
Oh, jeez.
I can make you feel kind of old. And Fury Wilder fight set for July is likely now to be pushed back because, as I guess it was Bob Arum said, they're not even sure if the casinos will be open, let alone be ready for a fight. So that will be delayed sometime down the line as well. There you have it.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.